The first 11 minutes of this meditation is going to be all about grounding your energy. At the 11-minute mark, the second part of this meditation is going to be using your grounding cord that you've created to cleanse your energy. You can stick around just for the first half for grounding, or feel free to stay for the second part to cleanse your energy. Use what's best for you in your time today. Grounding my energy has been a difficult task for me to do consistently, so I thought about making a meditation, because I know if I'm having trouble with it, others are also probably having trouble with it too. The benefits of grounding are endless. It can help with chronic pain, inflammation. It can improve your mood and anxiety. It can also help with insomnia. I like to ground myself before any meditation because a lot of times I get too much in my upper chakras and need to get into my lower chakras to really feel within my body. You can also ground by walking barefoot on the earth. You can ground in journaling, and there's so many different ways to do it. But today I will be offering a grounding meditation. I can't wait to get started. Welcome to Float Activity, a place to inspire and empower beings to embrace self-love and self-development for an achievable balance of productivity. I share different ways to come back to your intuition through spirituality, self-care, human design, cycle planning, wellness, and everything in between. Thank you so much for joining me this week. If this is your first time, welcome. And if you've been here with me before, thank you so much for coming back. I'm so excited to join you in this journey as we learn together. Today, I'll be walking you through a meditation. This meditation will be a sitting meditation. I don't recommend meditation while driving or using machinery. I encourage you to feel in your body whenever you're in a safe place to do so. This is your first time to the show, welcome. And if you've been here for a bit, thank you so much for coming back. Enjoy today's meditation. Just like any new tool, it takes practicing for it to really make an impact. You might notice something the first time, but the more you do it, the more you can feel it. Let's start off by you sitting in a chair. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Close your eyes, and while sitting in the chair, with your feet touching the ground, begin to relax. Imagine that there is a rope. Think about all the details of this rope. This rope is heavy and strong. This rope weighs hundreds of tons. This rope is connected to under your chair. What are the details of this rope? What is it made of? How thick is it? Is it a braid? Is it a twist? Does this rope have a color? Is this rope consistent from the top to the bottom? Does the rope have a smell or a texture that you can feel? You begin to notice that the rope is hollow inside. And within this rope, it is lined with a very strong and slippery metal. You begin to look at both ends of the rope. Is it tied neatly in a knot, or is it frayed at the end? At any time this rope doesn't feel strong and supportive, I want you to take that rope and start over. Start imagining a rope that feels strong, secure, and safe to you. Now I want you to physically actually take your hands while sitting in the chair and pick up this rope that you've imagined. And I want you to connect it to your root chakra. And because your root chakra is spinning, the rope connects itself instantly. Because you're holding the rope in your right hand, Take your left hand and feel the base of your spine. Now, once this rope is in that first chakra, there's a knot at the end, so it will not slip out. It will stay nice and secure within that first spinning chakra. If you feel like you want to use glue or a magnet or anything that would make you feel more comfortable that this rope that you visualized in your mind stays connected to your root chakra. Now you're going to reach under your chair and take hold of the other end of this rope. You also find a weight under your chair, and you begin to secure the other end of this rope to this weight, this very heavy weight. Now we're going to take a deep breath in through our nose, out through our mouth, and on the count of three, you are going to take this weight and you are going to throw it into the earth. One, two, three. Throw it down, and this rope can go millions of miles down to the center of the earth, and you are amazed by how quickly it has already gotten there. Now I want you to imagine what the center of the earth looks like. What is at its core? Is it crystals? Is it rock? Is it water? What color is it? What's the texture like? If you feel like your weight has gotten lost, you can write on it, center of the earth, so that you know it's going to make it there just fine. If you find that it's not making it to the center of the earth, imagine the weight heavier so that it makes it all the way down. Now that you've connected this rope to the center of the earth, you have successfully connected your grounding cord. Now take a few moments to imagine what it feels like to be connected. Does it feel cool? Does it have a vibration? Do you feel electricity? However you feel, make sure it's a safe and secure feeling for yourself. Because of gravity, you find that this weight is being pulled to the center, and now you feel safe and secure and grounded. Now that you're connected, this cord is releasing all of those negative feelings and emotions into the earth, where it can take them and honor them and allow them to float freely in the center of the earth. Now all you have to do is sit back and relax and watch the negative energy drain down out through your cord. If you become distracted, just know that is that energy releasing from your body and into the earth. Visualize them sliding down through the cord and finding its place within the center of the earth and out of your mind, body, and soul. Now really concentrate on grounding your aura. Imagine your feet have a connection to this grounding cord to help your body get even more grounded. If you feel like you need to expand the circumference of the rope so that your aura fits inside, feel free and visualize that now. When you've come to a place where you've taken all of those negative energies, thoughts, feelings, and emotions out of your body and into the earth, give gratitude for the cord, for the earth, and to yourself for taking this time. As soon as you are done using this cord, you can imagine this cord bursting into millions of pieces. Once this cord has been fully destroyed, you can create a new grounding cord. Make sure you take the time to introduce yourself to this cord. Ask it to keep you secure and safe and help you release anything that you wish to not keep throughout your day. With your new cord, it's time to fill yourself up with your own energy and add that light that you want around your aura and your body. Imagine your energy has been rejuvenated and you're ready to take on the day. I hope you enjoyed today's meditation. Come back anytime you need. Next, we're going to continue on with running our energy into the earth. So stick around if you want to take this practice a bit deeper. Close your eyes and turn inward. And I want you to destroy your current grounding cord and create a new one. Because every time we destroy one and create a new one, the habit of having the right cord for the right time will become a habit. Let's draw your attention down to your feet. Imagine that you can see little chakras in each foot spinning. They're going to begin to get bigger and widen in size. And then you're going to imagine them getting smaller. And you're going to imagine them getting bigger and smaller in your mind's eye. Now you're going to imagine that center of the earth and the texture, the color, the material might have changed since the last time you put your cord down there. You're going to find a spot where it's clean and feels safe and secure to you. Think about what color it is. And you're going to bring up this energy through the dirt and the grass and the foundation, through your carpet or floors, right into your feet. You're going to feel that earth energy pulsate at the bottom of your feet. This energy is going to be circulating, clearing out that energy. It's going to feel like a vortex spinning, clearing out that energy that no longer serves you. It's cleaning that stuck energy and washing it down back into the earth. Now you're going to imagine this energy rising through your legs, touching the muscles and the bones and the skin. It's going to go up through the calf and the knee, up through the thighs, to the hips, to your root chakra, or the base of your spine. You're going to let this powerful energy flow through your body, circulate through. Then you'll see gravity pull 80% of that energy back down through your grounding cord and back into the center of the planet. Take that other 20% of that energy and bring it up through your body. And as it rises, you're going to let it circulate through each one of your chakras. It's going to go through the root, then the sacral, then the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, your third eye, and lastly, the crown. This energy is going to be spilling out through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, and that earth energy is going to be falling all around you, enveloping your aura, and you'll feel it come all the way through, back down, and feel that energy through your feet coming through, circulating in through your feet, out through your crown, and all the way back down to your feet. Continue to watch this waterfall of energy come up through your crown, down to your feet, up through your legs, and through all your chakras. As this circulation happens, you're going to feel the cleansing energy working its way through your body. Do you feel any sensations throughout your body? If you're having trouble with this exercise, you may need to adjust the amount of energy you're pulling through or how you're visualizing it. I encourage you to play around and test to see what works best for you. It could be changing your scenery. It could be doing this outside directly on the earth. I encourage you to keep a journal on how this made you feel and come back anytime you need to cleanse your energy. Thank you so much for tuning in today's meditation. I encourage you to share this with a friend or leave me a 5-star review. Those few seconds make a big impact on my podcast, and I'd be grateful for the support. Thank you again for joining me in this episode of Flowductivity. To find out more about this episode, visit karadempsey.com/29. We'll chat soon.